What's your current visibility? Can you see clearly? It's a very important question in life or if you're traveling. By air, land, or sea, you want your captain or driver to see clearly what's up ahead. I know when I'm flying, I like clear skies way better than foggy or stormy weather. I like the pilot to be able to see what's up ahead and assure me over the intercom by saying, "We've got nothing but clear skies, so sit back and relax." Visibility is how far you can clearly see before it gets blurry. A foggy morning drive in traffic can get you white-knuckled on the steering wheel. Air visibility can be reduced by rain, mist, fog, snow, sleet, air pollution, or smoke. In the desert, a sandstorm can reduce visibility. Underwater, if you like to scuba dive, unless you're on a tropical island somewhere with crystal clear waters, you're more than likely diving in murky lakes and rivers that have low visibility. The reality, though, in any situation where visibility is important, if you are facing low visibility, it sharpens your skills of how to maneuver through a situation, and you are forced to focus on what is right in front of you, even if you can't see clearly what's up ahead. You have to rely on other tools to calculate where you are and how to get where you're going. Isn't life that way sometimes? Some days seem so clear and you know exactly where you're headed. Nothing but blue skies and sunshine. Then the fog rolls in, and often like a sandstorm, life slows us down or even stops us dead in our tracks, and we aren't sure what step to take next. That's when our faith roots get tested. When we can't see and our visibility is low, how do we keep moving forward in faith? Here are two ways. First, you must stay connected to the one who can see. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way. So we follow him. We let his word light our path, and we live and love like him with each step forward, trusting we will be right where we're supposed to be on the journey. The second way we move forward when our visibility is low is to rise above it. Colossians 3:2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Don't get caught up in the division, drama, temptations, and distractions of this life. Rise above it. Refocus your mind, will, and emotions on spiritual things. With eyes fixed on Jesus, no matter the conditions around you or the visibility, you'll see clearly what matters most as you live with purpose and on mission. When we stay connected to the way and rise above the things of this world, we live for the day our faith will be made sight. Paul describes it this way in 1 Corinthians 13:12. We don't see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then. See it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly, just as he knows us. That's the truth. Stay connected and rise above what you can't see through. Live each day trusting your path will be clear, even if you can't see what's up ahead. I'm Lori Klein.